Hey everyone, Jake Carter here. Welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter. Now let's be real. Life can feel like a never-ending hamster wheel sometimes, right? Between work, family, trying to squeeze in some me time, it's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind and feel overwhelmed. And that's where today's episode comes in. We're diving deep into managing stress and anxiety at home, because honestly, your sanctuary should be a haven, not another battleground. Ever felt like you're constantly teetering on the edge of a meltdown? You know that feeling when your mind races, your heart pounds, and even breathing feels like a chore? Well, I'm here to tell you, you're not alone. Stress and anxiety are real, they're common, and they're absolutely manageable. We're going to break down some practical strategies you can implement right now to reclaim your peace of mind. First up, we need to talk about mindfulness. No, I'm not talking about becoming a Zen master overnight. It's simply about bringing awareness to the present moment. Take a few deep breaths, really focusing on the sensation of each inhale and exhale. Notice the feeling of your feet on the ground, the sounds around you, even something as simple as the taste of your morning coffee. By anchoring ourselves in the here and now, we can break free from the relentless chatter of our minds that often fuels anxiety. Next, let's talk about decluttering, but not just your physical space this time. I'm talking about decluttering your digital life. Are you constantly bombarded with notifications? Do social media feeds feel like a never-ending scroll of comparison and FOMO? It's time to hit the unfollow button on accounts that drain your energy, disable those constant notifications, and carve out dedicated tech-free time each day. Trust me, your mind will thank you for it. Now, physical activity is a game-changer. It doesn't have to be intense workouts. Even a brisk walk around the block can do wonders. Exercise releases endorphins, which are natural mood boosters, and helps to alleviate stress. Think of it as an investment in both your physical and mental well-being. Sleep, my friends, is not a luxury, it's a necessity. Aim for 7-8 hours of quality sleep each night. Create a calming bedtime routine, maybe a warm bath, some light reading, or soothing music, to signal to your body that it's time to wind down. When you prioritize sleep, you're essentially giving yourself the gift of mental clarity and emotional resilience. And lastly, don't underestimate the power of connection. Spend quality time with loved ones, engage in meaningful conversations, and nurture your relationships. Social support is a powerful antidote to stress and anxiety. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Let me share a real-life example that might resonate with you. Picture this. Sarah, a busy mom of two, juggles work, childcare, and household chores, leaving her feeling constantly on edge. She finds herself snapping at her kids, neglecting self-care, and struggling to sleep. One day, she decides to implement some of the strategies we've discussed. She starts with mindfulness exercises during her morning coffee break, declutters her digital life by limiting social media time, and makes a conscious effort to exercise regularly. She even schedules weekly me time for a relaxing bath and a good book. Within weeks, Sarah notices a significant difference. Her anxiety levels have decreased, she's more patient with her children, and she feels a renewed sense of calm and control. So, what are the key takeaways from today's episode? First, remember that stress and anxiety are manageable. Second, embrace mindfulness. Declutter your life both physically and digitally. Prioritize movement and sleep, and nurture strong connections. Finally, take action. Start implementing these strategies today, and watch how they transform your well-being. Ready to reclaim your peace of mind? Share this episode with a friend who might benefit from it. Leave a review if you found it helpful, and join the conversation on our social media pages. Until next time, keep decluttering those stressors, and remember, You've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.